to advertise, email podcast@thisismatchy.com. Release yourself from order and logic and enter a new place. It's not work. It's not home. Here, no maps have been drawn. No books have been written. Nothing is certain. Everything is possible. Welcome to podcast and chill with Matt G.
I'm assuming this doesn't end well.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome our friend of the show, one of the coolest dudes. This is like the coolest kid on camera right now.
Cool kid.
Yeah, bro.
Who's cooler than you? Who's cooler than you on TV?
There's a lot. There's a lot.
Who? I mean, come on. Who's popping on TV and like on TikTok?
Okay.
Cult following.
Is he big on TikTok?
I found out because I don't watch TV, right?
For real?
I saw his TikToks first, his online videos first before, like, I'm like, oh, he acts.
Oh, shoot, that's crazy. That's crazy, man. It's so funny how I started like TikTok as like a fun thing to do, but now it's a thing.
It's a thing.
Like,
you're
people
big.
Hit me up for like campaigns and stuff like
you're
that.
Big.
Know what I mean?
Do, what do you do on TikTok?
Like,
skits.
I usually react some of the voices that are there that are funny probably, and then probably I'll just add the reaction and the, you know what I mean,
the usual TikTok stuff.
What I mean, but then people find it very interesting because now obviously we see this guy on Gomora, and then now Gomora. We see him now on our phones, you know what I mean, and doing something else, something different, you know what I mean.
Exactly.
I think that's why.
What's the most video that got went viral, the most numbers
recently? It's the one you don't get it, forget about it.
Oh yeah, that one.
And so crazy how I was so tired because the night before I was performing, and then I just got on set and I was like, I'm bored, let me just do a TikTok, and it went, yo dude, it got like I think 1.something million recently. I don't know where it is now.
So the numbers are serious.
The numbers are serious.
When people
like,
come for campaigns.
Yeah, I think I'm sitting on 1.7 million followers right
now.
Whoa!
What?
Yeah, but it's TikTok, man. TikTok is huge. I think if I had those numbers on Instagram, I would be talking a different story right now.
Why on Instagram?
I don't know.
Why are you telling a different story from TikTok?
Not degrading TikTok or anything, but then Instagram just seems to be that premium
platform.
TikTok is more like accessible to anyone
because
like,
the hood meets
exactly
the birds.
You know what I mean. Exactly, that's where we meet. That's TikTok, you know what I mean. So yeah,
ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Sicelo Buthelezi.
How do you know these days?
No, I had my best friend growing up was Buthelezi.
That's how I know the Sheng Mnyamane.
What is that? Is that like
those are clan names?
Okay, I'm so happy that there's a platform now that has like a lot of numbers that I can say I'm officially 23 guys, not 40, not 35, because there's an article
day on Google I hated with my whole life.
What does it say?
It says I'm 35. You see, the whole crew is laughing now. Dog, can you imagine?
But if you were to say to me you're 35, I wouldn't dispute it.
Why?
But if you say 23, it's not like with Kune when he says he's 30. Right? When he says he's 30, you're like, you don't look that age. When you say you're 23, believe it.
Bro, I wish I could be 23 all over again, man. That's a good time. It's a good age, bro. Yeah, no bills, nothing, nor a worry in the world. You got bills?
Yeah, bro.
Like, what bills you got, man? You're fucking 23.
It depends how well you're doing at 23.
What are you trying to say?
No, you're doing very well. Therefore, you'll buy a house, have a bond, you know, get a car.
Those are my things.
Girls throw themselves.
I recently bought a house.
It depends how well you're doing. Yeah. Baba, it depends. depends how well you're doing.
Yeah. Nigga, 23, you bought a house.
Yeah, like, man.
When you
were 23. No wonder they say you're 40.
But that was before, man.
Oh, before the crib.
That was before. That was like season one.
You were still in the crib.
I was still in the crib. But people said, yo, this motherfucker's 25. Yeah. I mean, 35.
Nah.
Where did you buy the house?
In 4 Ways.
Oh!
Yeah, man.
From Comora, no ways.
Like, 4 Ways. Why?
Yes,
why?
Ways.
Why? Yes. Why not Comora, actually?
Oh,
eh?
Please. Yes.
I was waiting for these puns, by the way. Yo, dude, oh, yeah, I'm so excited, eh? I'm so excited.
He's a chiller, eh?
Ghost Lady, when did you first start getting introduced to Teddy?
To?
Teddy. Ostrello.
Through Comora.
Yeah.
Like when
yeah.
I was watching the first season, because I did say I watched the first season yeah. and then I got lost yeah. with Comora because the storyline just didn't. But yeah, yeah that's yeah. how I knew him. As when you just said, the kid from Comora, I was like, spot on. I knew who you were talking about.
Is it true you're a ladies' man, dog?
Like, am I?
I heard.
I think, yeah, but I choose not to engage in those because I know how minds fucking that happen, you know what I mean? So I don't want to involve myself in, like, a lot of ladies and stuff like this.
Just oh, some. Okay.
Not just some.
Because so you can't involve yourself in all of them.
I know, but, like, I'd rather be involved with one and then just move on with life.
Oh, so you've got someone special.
Yes, I do.
So you're doing a Nasty C vibe thing.
Yes.
Oh,
man, I hate it when young people do that.
Why?
When young people are in love, you hate it.
How
no,
you hate
bro,
it?
You gotta go there and sport. Have you been with an Indian woman?
No.
You see?
Haibo.
You haven't been with an Indian woman.
See? You mean being with an Indian woman?
Now when he's 35, he's gonna wanna try some Indian pussy.
How's Indian pussy? You've tried Indian pussy.
Have you tried it? Yeah, in my 20s. Yeah. That's amazing. It's amazing.
You're a legend, dog.
Yeah. But first, you gotta meet the parents.
Ah, shit, no.
Pray for it.
No.
Pray for it.
Pay for it.
Before you can make it.
You got arranged.
Before
you
can make it.
You got arranged.
Yeah. No, it was something different. Eh? it was not like sneaky links or something. It was something serious.
Yeah, you got
what
arranged.
About a white woman? Have you been with a white woman?
No.
Ah, you see what I mean? He's 23. He's got to do all of this shit, dog.
Man, you're with a white woman only when you got to 947. You're at 40 then. Don't feel bad, dog. It's fine. It's all
thank
good.
You.
And
thank
white
you.
Fam, you're telling me no white pussy. Niggas.
When he was 23, he never had it. So we're getting there.
Okay, so you're only dating one person right
yeah,
now?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You're in a relationship.
Yes.
Beautiful. How long has it been? How long has it been?
It's been officially closer to 8 months, 7 months, somewhere there.
Oh, that's pretty.
And we've been friends before.
That's a long time in your generation. 8 months
yes.
is a long time.
Yeah. So crazy,
is she in the industry? Or she's...
Kind of.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
Why were you friends before? Did you like ask her out and then she
said
no?
Yeah, because it was through Instagram and I was like, yo, can I see you? She was like, nah, my aunt can't allow me. I was like, damn, so I have to wait for you. And then I waited up until her birthday. Then I only met her on her birthday. That was like 2 years later.
And you were already on Gomorrah?
I was already on Gomorrah. Yes.
So what you like, do you know who the fuck I am?
Yeah, because I had that. I was like, yo. Come on, dog. Come on. You see me. You know what I mean? But I didn't want it to be like that. And then she was like, all right, man, let's try this thing out.
Yeah, dog. Yeah. So how do you handle gigs? Because this nigga gigs, dog. Like,
oh, yeah.
He's telling me you got like five gigs in one night.
Yeah.
Yo, those are hectic, dog. I have a method that I use, right? So Monday to Friday, I'm doing Comorah.
Yeah.
I'm on set. Probably 12 hours, sometimes much lesser. And then Friday, Saturday, Sunday, sometimes Monday for Mkhodu Mondays, I do gigs. But I hardly do Monday gigs. In fact, I haven't done like Monday gigs in like months. Mm. You know what I mean? So it's only going to be Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and then I rest, and then I go back on set.
Mm. How the fuck do you do 5 gigs a night?
I don't know, man. I have my team with me. These guys are like my angels, man.
Yeah.
Like, I think without these guys, I wouldn't be where I am right now.
You're not on the Pablo, hey? The cocaína?
No. It's so crazy because I don't even drink, man.
Oh,
I don't even drink, man.
Damn, wow, man.
Yeah. But the riders go to those guys. Why do you do that?
No, I was about to say, like, a lot of times guys who are coke don't drink well. They don't touch alcohol.
Shit.
You know, so someone who's like, you know, they don't drink like, oh, okay.
So now
okay,
you're putting together the puzzles. You're like, oh, okay, makes sense.
Oh, okay.
Have you ever been exposed to coke, though? Like, someone
no,
offered you?
I've never seen someone taking a line. Crazy.
Mm.
So crazy. I think I'd be traumatized the day I see that happen.
Why?
Because I'm not used to it. I'm not exposed
to it.
Yeah.
I think
it's not you taking
I've only
it.
Sorry?
It wouldn't be you taking it.
I carve, but then still, that's something that I see on TV, not in real life. Mm. You know what I mean? Can you imagine we sitting here and then you're like, yeah, so tell me about Gomorrah talk.
No, you can do it if you want. You can. We won't judge.
Yo, that would be traumatized, bro. Yo.
Yeah.
Remember when we're in Cape Town? Because sometimes these promoters offer this shit to you.
For real.
We're in Cape Town and a promoter offered us.
A promoter?
Yeah. No. Please tell him.
He's like, yo, God, what's going on? You good? Yeah. Are you okay? Yeah? Huh? Like, anything you need?
Are you crazy, dog?
We're like, what? Like, I said, do you need anything? We're like, yo, we good, dog.
But I think you know what's crazy? I've been exposed to someone who's already in that state. You know what I mean? And it's so crazy because that's a person in the industry. I'm not going to name drop right now.
Yeah.
But that's a nigga in like the industry, you know? So I had a gig in Durban.
With Mlindo.
And
okay, yeah.
No, man. It's not Mlindo. It's definitely not Mlindo.
Oh, man.
So I get
a gig in Makaya, though. Not in Komora. It was in Makaya, not with Mlindo, though. Not with Mlindo.
Mlindo, the cocainist.
Aye, man. Mlindo will sue you, bro.
Uzo Korka, bro. 300K.
Okay, be careful.
Mlindo.
So, I love Mlindo, man. I love Mlindo. Just banter.
So I get to this venue. I didn't know that he was going to be there, right? So it's just me and the Jains. I think there was like Black Diamonds there and whatever, right? So I see this guy and he's hosting. I'm like, oh, shoot. He hugs me, dog. This nigga's dripping, bruh. Whoa. He's dripping. I'm like, is this nigga okay? I asked this guy that I came with. I was like, is this nigga okay?
Dripping
like,
isn't it's like, looking good? Or
No. He's like sweating. Oh. He's been dancing.
Okay.
You know, and it's like round about 1 o'clock right now. And he's been dancing, dude. I was like, is this nigga okay? They were like, nah, he's, you know. I was like, how do you know? They're like, check under his nose. I was like, there's white stuff there. I'm like, oh my God.
Oh, whoa, guys don't even hide it now.
I was like, oh my goodness. Yeah. Yo, guys, that was like super, super traumatic. That's why I'm like, if I see a nigga taking a line, for me, that would be like red flag.
Where was this?
This is in Durban. I forgot the venue.
Durban. Durban Bakwinya.
Bakwinya.
Yeah, same as
Umkwinyo.
Umkwinyo, what's that? Like, to swallow?
It's ecstasy. Ecstasy. Oh. They call it Mkwinye.
Oh, so yeah. Ecstasy, because you consume it through the mouth.
100%.
For real.
So yeah. I'm trying to understand, dude, how do you navigate your way? Because you seem like a clean-cut guy, right? You don't drink.
Clean cut.
Yeah. 23, doesn't do the ladies thing. He's got one medi. Mm-hmm. He's lawyer.
He's paying a bond.
Yes. How do you navigate so young, bro, in the clubbing scene? Because it's wild, wild west there, bro.
I think... Dude, as much as it sounds super, super cliche, but I think it's where I grew up, man. So I grew up with my mom, my sister, my little brother, my nephew,
and my niece.
Like, Timmy's stage, like a Winnie Mandela. You know what I mean? So obviously seeing people misuse those opportunities then makes me realize, okay, cool. When I get a certain opportunity like this, I'm going to make sure which maybe I invest in it just so it could grow. Mm. And then maybe I can come with my niggas four ways, La Payana, just so we can chill together, show them how big life is. It's not just closed. You can actually get out there. You know what I mean? And like really dream. You know what I mean? So right now we do have like, I'm not sure you guys are going to have a competition, Yana, but I promise you, we have like this idea for YouTube. And if we invest it properly, I think it's going to be like the next podcasting show.
Oh, wow. Yes.
And obviously with your help, it's based around the thing, especially with what happened to Ricky, man. It's based around the thing you would to give people their flowers while they're still alive.
Oh,
right.
Oh.
So I'd call Mac G and be like, listen, man, you've done so much for the society. You know what I mean? And you need to be appreciated while you're still here. I literally give you your flowers.
Yeah.
Literally at the end of the show, I want to give you your flowers just so when you look at them, you can do much bigger things. You know what I mean? So yeah, I think it's a dope idea. It just needs a more, you know, Twitch there and there, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah. So you haven't launched this podcast yet?
No, it's not like it's a written idea. We literally wrote it down like 3 days ago.
Yeah, no, we need more podcasts, bro.
Yeah, yeah.
Especially from young people like you.
Yeah, yeah, you know what I mean?
Influence and
talent. Yeah.
Who do you think doesn't get the flowers right now? Top of your mind?
Top of my mind, I think Zolisa Qaluva.
Who's that?
Oh, so it's a color was Jason.
Yes.
Jason, not Jason from Senzo. Jason.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So he plays Melusi on Gomorrah.
He's on Gomorrah.
Yeah, he's on Gomorrah.
Hey, I know him as Jason.
Zolisa.
The gay guy from Generation, Jason, with the dreadlocks. Zolisa Qaluva.
This was like 10 years old, 20 years ago.
So he's not gay. Yes, no, he's straight. No, trust me, he's straight. I bumped into him once.
Oh, yes, yes, yes. I know him. I think,
guys, this guy deserves. He's amazing.
He's amazing.
Exceptional.
He's incredible.
And to have an opportunity to sit with him in his green room, and then he just tell me, "Yo, I think you're doing good. Just keep up," you know what I mean? This one time he took me to, there's a show coming up, I don't know if I'm allowed to say it, but it's called Bloodsome.
Yes,
it's coming, it's directed by Jamil X Qubeka. Yes.
Okay.
And this one time Zolisa takes me with him, we said Lakon. I came out there crying, man, because I was like,
damn,
this is like the best I don't have a role, I don't have an extra role or anything, I don't do anything. I'm just there to watch and interact with Jamil, you know. And I don't even think Jamil remembers this, but I went there and I saw him go like he was working and stuff like that. And I was like, yeah, this is like Hollywood. They literally built a mini Hollywood in South Africa.
Wow.
It was literally here in Joburg.
Man.
You know what I mean? And when that thing comes out, I promise you, dog, like I think you'd be convinced that South Africa is going like big on movies through Jamil.
Hope we are. Bloodsome.
Yes.
Have you done any movies yourself?
No, man. So what? Crazy. I've only done theater and well, TV right now. But I was big on theater.
Mm.
You know, my love for theater is like much bigger than anything else, eh?
Hey, every creative says that. Like every actor or actress, they always love theater, man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What is it about
theater? Why is that the case?
With theater, there's no fakeness. Mm. Like we tell you, it's no, okay, nah, go back and, you know what I mean? Because you literally engage with the audience with my acting convincing skills. You know what I mean? If I don't convince you that I'm actually sad in this moment, that means I'm bad. You know what I mean?
So you're saying that TV acting, even a horrible actor can get away with it.
You can get away with it because there's edits.
Oh, snap, for real.
There's a lot, man. There's a lot that we've worked with and we're like, yeah, man, they good out on the other side, but
it's the same with radio. Oh, like, man, if you're a bad broadcaster on radio, you can get away with it because you can just, if you can see, hey, this link is going nowhere, here's a song,
and then you're out.
But YouTube, you can't, or like digital space, you can't because you have to talk for an hour, dog. There's no song.
Yes. And the problem is, these radio DJs try to do these podcasts,
exactly.
And you're like,
so it's the same. So a show, a theater show would approximately go for like an hour or 45 minutes. How many takes are you going to take? Just one.
Mm, and that's to be the perfect one.
From curtain open, that's it, my guy. Up until the end of the show, you just need to keep going.
Mm.
But don't you get discouraged when you're doing your set and the crowd is not feeling it?
Then you'd need to go back and, like, you know, train yourself.
So that's happened to you?
Yeah, dog.
What happened?
Yo, bro, I was performing at the Market Theatre. So I graduated at the Market Theatre 2019, I think.
Yeah.
And then this one time, man, we were just performing in National Arts Festival in Grahamstown. And we were just not having it, man.
Mm.
We were like, guys, let's keep on. The show was just not
landing.
You know, landing to the people. Up until the third show, that was when we were like, okay, cool. Okay, cool. We understand the rhythm of the show now. Then we can go with it.
Mm.
But then the first show, opening show, the second one, nothing.
How do you know if it's landing? Because it's not like a comedy set that,
where
people laugh. Oh. Or you're a DJ where people dance.
It's actually like that. So theater is everywhere, dog. Literally. Theater is in me performing last night at Zone 6. And if the crowd is not responding, then I'm not operating properly. You know what I mean?
Mm.
It's the same with... flip. podcast and chill. Yeah. If you guys don't have like followers, that means you guys are not doing shit.
Yeah, we know. I mean? Like,
yeah, but we don't have an audience, so we don't know if the jokes land or not.
We'll only know after the whole thing is out. Yeah. We don't know if they're laughing or if they're going, ooh, or they're reacting.
Actually,
you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah. But if you guys were to go live, let's put it into practice, right? If you guys were to go live on Instagram right now, right, and said we're gonna do podcast and chill live,
yeah,
watch how many views you guys are gonna get. That's when you'll know it's okay, we're fumbling or we actually good.
You can tell if you've got the attention.
I promise you guys, are gonna go, yeah.
We've tried that, but it fucks up with me because then
I mean, dog, do you know how big the show is?
No, I know, but I'm saying I end up focusing on what people are saying instead of what I wanted to say on the show.
Yeah, because now you're going through the comments.
Distracted,
and
okay.
You don't become
distracting.
Makes sense.
Yeah, but bad advice, dog. That's terrible.
So you don't want to go live? Are you scared?
No, I'm not scared, dog. Like I said, like I lose focus. Because right now, I know where I want to take this interview, right?
Yeah, yeah.
But if there was a live Instagram thing, I'd get distracted
with
a comment or something. But I get what you mean.
I think Saul would handle it properly.
Yes. Saul.
No,
yeah, me, I can juggle. Yeah.
Please, did you see him at the Polokwane branch?
Oh, my guy. This guy.
I know.
Amen.
Amen. You've come a long way since the Polokwane branch, you know?
Does it pay?
What
theater?
Theater. So that's the argument, right? So that's the argument amongst actors, right? So you do theater for craft, and then you do TV for? Money. You know what I mean?
So it doesn't pay.
It does pay, but when you know good people, when you have good connections.
Oh, when you're part of the good.
When you're part, yes.
But
if you're
going to
schema, you know, Saul Penduka, because Saul Penduka once had a show that was nominated for Naledi, then I know I'm good for a mainstream show. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? So you're going to cost me on a mainstream show. I know for a fact I'm going to get like, I don't know, 20K a show, yes.
So I've just graduated. I'm young, fresh. I get into theater. I want this to be
Hey, dog, it's the craziest thing ever, dog.
Yeah.
I graduated on the 9th of November. December on the 13th, I'm auditioning for Gomorrah. January, I got the role.
Yeah.
That's how my life changed.
Wow.
So crazy, dog.
Yeah.
So crazy. Because it's so crazy how I never knew what I was going to do. Because I was an actor. I don't want to do writing. I don't want to do directing. Dog, I just want to act, you know?
You're a thespian.
Yes, dog. You know what I mean? And then, at the Market Theatre, you do interviews. Like, when you get in, they ask you, what do you want to achieve? When you get out, they ask you, what are you going to do after?
Sure.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, I did that one. Then the last one, Clara Vaughan was like, so what are you going to do after here? I was like, I just want to act on TV, man. I'm tired of theatre, you know? And she was like, dog, it's hard. I was like, I don't know how I'm going to do it, but I'm going to do it. And then three weeks later on, I got that thing.
So if it wasn't that Gomorrah gig, what would you be doing right now?
I'd be doing music.
Oh, okay.
I'd be doing music. I'd be still like grinding and trying to find...
No, thank goodness Gomorrah went through. We don't want your music. Yeah, no.
But people... He's booked. People want his music.
He's like,
what music, man?
You don't want them. You don't want my music. Dog. You don't see me around the
shows. Tell me his song.
Yeah?
Tell me one of his songs.
Hey.
This is so good, Saul.
I didn't say it's good. I said people want him. He's getting five gigs a night.
No, they think they're booking Teddy.
Oh,
no. They're right, CK. They don't write Teddy from Gomorrah.
Yeah. I don't know any of your songs, to be honest, though.
Yeah, I don't.
You need to go to Google and
but I'm not your target market as well.
But yeah, you're old. You're
pretty
old.
Yeah.
What
yeah.
music are you making, though?
Recently, to reach the youth, piano obviously,
so
piano way.
Where did you start then with music? Where did you start? What were you doing?
Yo, dude, I was doing hip hop.
Oh, okay.
Oh, damn.
I was like, if people can go to SoundCloud right now and search Hood Rap Gang, they'd see a crusty me there. I was like, young, bro. I think I was like 15, 14, somewhere there.
Hit us with a 16.
Oh, nice.
Since you're 15, 14.
Hit you with a 16.
Hit us with a 16, man.
Yo, do I still remember my raps, dog?
Oh, you're not a freestyler.
I'm not a freestyler because that was like, I'm 23 now.
Sure.
I was 13, dog. Like 13, 14, 15.
You're like grade 7.
Grade 7, grade 8. Yeah. I remember because my first single came out when I was doing grade 8.
No, man, we can go on SoundCloud and play some of it because it won't copyright.
It won't flag. It's not registered stuff.
Oh.
So
no one listened to it, so.
You know what I mean? Don't say it like that, dog.
No, I know how to do this. I used to make music in high school, I know.
Okay, who do I search?
To search for Hood Rap Gang, like one word.
Hood Rap Gang.
One word.
Hood Rap Gang.
Hood Rap Gang, yeah.
And who do you fuck with in the hip-hop game?
In the hip-hop game right now? Yo, nice to see Aries. I can't have them like go against each other. I just need them in one song.
And they shouldn't. It's music, yeah, man. Everybody pits them against one another and they probably listen to one another.
Look how crossy I was, dog.
Yeah, but it says not available in South Africa, right? Why are your songs not available in South Africa?
Just go there.
Where? Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Send it.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
Those are the songs.
Oh, yeah.
So now piano what? Are you singing or rapping on the piano beats?
Sing and rap.
Oh, dope.
Yeah, I sing and rap.
Okay, so what's the song? This one is called Good Peach. It's a freestyle. Should we play that one?
Just go down.
Good Peach.
Should I go down?
Just go down.
Fly shit for the rank. Hope you don't mind. Featuring CK. Pick up the phone. Young nigga stylo. Hood rap everything. Which one?
Is that other one.
Play the one with the most views or something.
It's 123. That's fly shit. Should we play this one? Number three.
Don't mind, yeah.
Yeah, hope you don't mind. Okay, cool. Let's hear this young
little
cat. I
still remember these songs, oh my God.
Yeah, this 13-year-old.
Yeah. This 13-year-old.
He was 13, he says.
Whack shit, dog.
It's all done.
I hope you don't mind when I tell you that I need you, babe. I hope you don't mind when I tell you that I want you, babe.
Vibes.
Yeah.
For real?
Yeah. He's a good musician, bro. So I think it's a compliment.
Yeah.
So that's you. I hope you don't mind.
Yeah. I'm more like that. Yes. And then you get the 16s and then you get the raps. Dog. It was fun, man.
Is this you? Is this you? You know you were mine, but you said you're cutting
ties, my babe. That's me.
Yeah, that's
me. You fucked me over even when you said you'd never ever gonna do the shit. You said you were down for me. Yeah. You said you would ride with me. Yeah. You said you were down for me. You said you would ride with me. Yeah. Baby girl, you really fucked me over and you know that shit.
Man, you're 15. Who are you talking about? Who fucked you over, dog?
Hey. How old are you, dog?
Wait.
How old are you, fam?
Baby girl,
who's
you fuck me over.
I was literally dumb. Look at that picture and tell me how old I was.
Dog,
I looked so young, dog. Like, I was like 14, 15. I promise you. That was like grade 8, grade 9.
Yeah, who's
this 12-year-old
who
fucked you over?
Yeah.
11-year-old.
I used to be a ladies man until I met the current one right now.
Oh,
I
was like, till 8 months ago.
Yeah, till 8 months ago. You know what I mean? Till 8 months ago, I was like, I think I'm good. I think I'm fine now. I'm fine. I can retire in this game. Yeah.
Nice.
Any retirement, dog.
Nice. Yeah.
Alright, so when you get Gomorra, how does it happen? Do you have an agent? Do they call you up?
No. So my mentor is Warren Masemola, right?
Mm. Oh, Warren. Oh, beautiful.
Can we give him his flowers, please?
Give
him
Warren, my nigga.
So this one, he came to my graduation day, right? So he was like, listen, man, I fucks with your stuff and I want to take you under my wing, right? I was like, yo, dog, that's literally, dog, that's, you know, that's amazing. And then I think like 2 weeks ago, he was like, yo, I'm on Instagram and Siriti is hosting open audition. I think you should try it out. Even if you get like a small role, you just need to be exposed to that world. You know what I mean? I was like, all right, cool. And then I did that. And then a month ago, I was like, the biggest shit.
Wow.
I was like, yeah.
Oh, man, that's amazing.
Yeah.
Who else did you audition with that we know?
Funny how I actually auditioned with the lead right now, Katlego. We were in the same room.
Oh, Katlego.
Katlego Tanke. Yeah.
Oh.
Who else? Sandile Mahlangu was there on my second call. Oh, there's a lot, dog.
Bro, you must have been shaking.
I was
walking.
Shaking. I was shitting myself, bro.
Because
I was like, that's fucking Sandile, dog. And he just got out of, it's Timbi. So I was like, nah, I'm definitely going. Because I don't have the looks at the time.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And I'm like, I know this guy that they're looking for. It's crazy how I actually auditioned for Untokozo and then they gave me Teddy. You know. So they were supposed to make me Untogos, and then I don't know what happened. They were like, actually, can you do Teddy, my guy?
But shouldn't...
Because apparently no one could do Teddy better than I do.
Nice. But shouldn't you have been more confident because you're from a theatre background and that's where the real acting is?
But that's the thing.
So this is just jogging when you were sprinting before.
But if they're familiar with the face and they have reference, it's easy for them to make that decision.
Oh, you were scared not of their ability, but by their status and their big names.
You know what I mean? So when I see this nigga walking in, I'm like, it's chai. But at least I tried. You know what I mean? But then God had, you know, different plans.
Beautiful. Oh, you believe in God?
A lot.
Oh, for real?
How many times do you pray?
Like a week?
Almost every night before I got on stage.
Oh, dope.
Before I hit the set. You know, I just do Yang Mtanda Zonyan and then just like connect with them.
You know,
God destroyed Gomorrah, right? And Sodom. You know, right?
You know, right? Huh? Don't you good. You're really good at this shit.
But don't be surprised.
I think Saul deserves his flowers, dog.
Have Saul on your show.
No, they give me with the flowers.
And then about Lozi, your ancestors and stuff. I also do practice,
but I'm not big on that, right? But I'm not a thing. It's not a thing, Yoguti. Yo, I hate that. No. If I have to do it because, you know, it's time to do it, then I do it.
When was the last time you did a ritual or anything?
When my mom came to Shaya Impepo at my house.
Yeah.
And she was like, yo.
In four ways,
yes.
Aww. Wait, what do you mean, Shaya Impepo?
So mom be ulite impepho just for ukuthi like idlozi mangabe nginedlozi lize lingiphelezele la ngikhona, I understand, just so they can protect me and understand ukuthi yo I'm no longer in Thembisa eWini
sengihlala. Oh, when they were doing the house.
Yeah, it's more like
essentially.
I don't know.
Introducing the house
introducing
to Amaklozi.
Introducing to the house to Amaklozi. Cuz say for instance I get sick. And then, you know, no one can find me there.
Abaz Gutingupi,
you understand?
Yeah, that's beautiful.
Yeah.
Now I get it.
Well, so why don't you live with your mom, dog? I'm sure that house is big.
It is big, but there's some kind of mzotin. Umawam, Joe. She likes her life like that. You know what I mean? So my mom is more like, I don't like changes.
Yeah.
She doesn't love changes.
And she's uncomfortable.
Yeah, and she's comfortable. She hardly visits. Yeah. It's crazy.
Still in Thembisa.
She recently resigned.
Oh, resigned from?
From her work.
She resigned.
Yeah, she recently resigned. So she used to work as
Sons of Gomorrah, dog. Aren't you resigning?
Of course.
Zakala, man.
Gomorrah, of course I'm resigning.
Niggas got five shows a night.
Bro.
At 20K each. Do the maths.
What's 20K? Oh my God.
Yeah. Do the
maths. That's crazy, bro. That's crazy. But yeah, she recently resigned. And beautiful. I thought in my mind, I was like, oh, okay, so now you're going to explode. Now you're going to visit now. She's still at home. Even now, if you go there, you're going to find her there.
Oh. And your dad?
My dad passed on 2006, 2007, somewhere there.
Oh, sorry to hear that, man. Were you guys close?
You were a baby.
Yeah, we were. Yo, dude. Mm. Yo, we were close, dog. Mm. Yeah. Yo, dog, we were
close. Was he against you acting and doing all this entertainment stuff?
He was more like, oh, you do that? Oh, okay, cool.
Oh, that's it. Dope.
That's it. Like,
that's
he was like,
dope.
Oh, you do. I remember my first time him seeing me perform. Ekasi, there was a place called Ekatonia, dog. I saw him look at me. He was that type of guy who says, I'm proud of you, but I can't show those emotions.
Oh,
right?
Yes.
So I looked at him in his eyes. He was like, damn, bro, you're only 6 years old and you're doing this thing, dog.
At six?
Yeah, because I was performing with the local.
He was six.
I was performing with the local group that was there. I didn't have a song with them. I just knew their songs. So they were like, dog, look at this young kid. I was that young kid. You know those young kids, Ekasi, that can dance and sing and do whatever. And then they bring them amongst, you know, big guns and stuff like that. Yeah. I was like that. And I had dreadlocks.
Shit. Okay. What are you saying? I can be like you. What are you saying?
Exactly. The problem is you are a partner, you see. So we can't chief. Sorry, we can't chief.
And then your friends, who were you friends with around that time, Thembisa?
One of them was this guy, Standi Ntlantlambonjwa.
Standi!
Yeah, I grew up with him. We met literally a crash. Yeah, and we just grew together. And then as, you know, the journey, you know, comes alive and stuff like that, I meet, you know, these guys and stuff like that.
So you don't have friends like Thembisa? Like that you
I
grew
do,
up with.
But then I end up fighting with them.
For real?
Yeah.
End up fighting?
Why?
Yeah, because now Stella was going to Gomorrah and I was able to see Azu take a picture and I was able to see him on Instagram. We are friends with him. Right? So there's that thing, Yoguti. Stello, you are entitled to doing this and this because you are there now. Because you're my friend. You know what I mean? And I'm so that's why I'm like so, yeah, dog, I'm grateful for this guy, dog, because he's like, hey, man, I don't know where you're going with this, but I'm going. Stand that's me. It. Yeah.
Yeah. But he's got nothing to do. You can just see he's got no plans.
come on.
He's
your roadie, right?
He just recently graduated.
Oh,
electrician.
Oh, shut up, dog.
Shut up, dog.
Shut up, shut up.
And his mom must stand.
He's a candy case.
Hey, Standy. Shout out, Standy.
So you're full on with them. That must be heartbreaking.
Yeah,
though.
Man.
Because you didn't choose.
You know, it's crazy. This motherfucker went to the local radio, guys. And talked some crap about me, dog. I was like, yo, yeah, you can't be a friend and then not help me with certain things in life.
Of course, of course.
I was like, dog, I'm still trying. This is still season one, third month. I don't know how much I'm worth right now and I can't do shit for you. Yeah. Wait for me until maybe I hit like a year. Maybe I can like come through and be like, yo, dog, if you need money for transport to do 1, 2, 3, that is. At that time, I still had nothing, dog. But because he saw me on the, you know, television, he was like, ah, you're going to do shit for me.
And they think you have money, dog.
It's
they think you're rolling
you
in
know what
money.
I mean? And yeah. I don't have. Mm. It's the entitlement, yeah. What I said before, yes.
Yeah. So didn't you have that? Because you're also from the hood, bro.
Yeah, what happened?
Didn't you have friends like that want to cling on you now because you're on Y, you're on Five?
Not even.
You're on Big Brother.
I've always had like, a small group of friends. I'm not like a guy with 20 friends. I always have 1 or 2 or 3 very good friends. Literally. So it never happened to me.
Yeah.
I'm not a person who loves a crowd around me or fake people around me.
Yeah.
You know, so
yeah,
no.
I think that's why I now.
And if you're genuine,
guys, like,
you won't
only
have
that four.
Problems.
Yeah, yeah.
Those four guys
exactly.
there?
Yeah.
That's what I. Those are the guys that I sleep with, always.
Oh, so you stay with them?
I stay with them, yeah.
And you
that's
pay
why
the
mom
food.
Yeah.
And I mean,
you
dog,
pay the bills and everything. Yeah.
But that's what that was the plan. Take the hood to FOEs. Uguti is cool. I don't know. Uguti bazoba ningosi zingaki. You understand? Ingosi zabo na zoba exposed to FOEs. Life FOEs. So ingo nda sekasi aiseko. You understand? Uguti amele slali kasi spare magic pella. Then that's it. You know
but don't
I mean?
You think he's spoiling them because now they won't find a need to get their own food?
Dog, these guys are fucking graduates. Dog, this guy just graduated FVETS. For his degree, like he's doing his honors now.
Oh, dope!
Right.
In what?
Engineering. Yeah, wow. I don't know. Engineering, yeah, in La Paya, boy. Yes, Mara. I just know you are the one in what. But yeah, I think for me, what I need to do is to impact the smaller circle, just so the smaller circle can expand.
For wow. sure.
You know what I mean? Because I can't take the whole hood.
Of course.
To FOAs.
Yeah.
You understand?
Yeah.
So the little that I have. Is probably enough to then make an impact outside then oh, nice. Afterwards.
And then Black Tax, you got Black Tax in here then?
It's not Black Tax because it's my mom.
Oh, I know.
Oh, yeah.
That's you know paying I mean? Back, giving
yeah.
back.
Yeah.
Now, those are your condoms, dog. Oh, sorry.
No, these are you're a funny guy, huh? Hey, funny guy.
But did you see? Did you see?
No, this guy doesn't carry. He just had his second born.
Oh, shit.
He doesn't carry condoms. Trust me. He does not know what that is. He condomizes. When he sees a condom, he mises it. Drop it.
He condomizes it.
Condomizes.
When he
yeah.
sees a condom, he mises it. Oh, come on, Saul, man. Come on, Joe.
Don't bite that in your next
I'm not
piano
gonna bite
track.
It. Don't worry. That's more than that.
That's my zen.
Piano can't handle this thing. That's my zen. It's condomizing.
That's my zen.
That's my zen. Condomizing.
Bro, we gotta ask you this in light of what happened to Ricky. How's your mental health? How's your mental state? How are you?
I don't wanna lie to you. It made me do self-introspection, right? I asked myself, would Stella, are you okay, dog? As much as there's texts that, you know, come from different people saying, yo, we just saw what happened. We just want to check up on you, you know what I mean? But am I checking up on myself? You know what I mean? And I mean, I still say even today that I'm grateful for these guys.
Yeah.
Because we have a way of going around serious things and actually, you know, laying them down and solving them properly, just so when you go back to your bedroom, you're like, okay, cool, I think I'm okay.
How's the depression amongst your peers? Like, even people
it's
in the
bad.
Industry? For real?
It's bad.
People amongst you in the industry?
Yeah.
Wow, man.
Because there's a thing of validation, dog. You gotta understand, Guti, validation comes with insecurities. Because if you don't get validated for your, you know, your hit song, then that means you're bad. And then you go back to yourself and you're like, fuck. Then insecurities start creeping in. And then insecurities become the voices in the mind, right? Mm. And then the voices in the mind become the depression that people talk about. Guti, I hear voices in my mind and they're telling me to do 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3. You know what I mean? So it's... Oh man, it's bad, dog.
Yeah.
Like, it's really bad.
And apart from your boys, who else do you call on? And your mother?
My mom, my girlfriend.
Anyone in the industry?
In the industry? No, I don't have.
For real.
Oh, Ntando Tuma, she's a good friend of mine, dog.
Yeah.
She's super dope.
Bro, I've always wanted to ask, like, in the inset, the old guys.
Yeah.
Like the guy that you just mentioned. What is his name?
Zolisa.
Aluva, yes. Are they receptive? Because you're a young kid. Do they think you're coming to take their shine?
Not unless they also have insecurities within themselves. Right? So Zolisa knows he's good. So he doesn't need to... block.
You don't pose as a threat.
Yeah.
You don't intimidate.
Yeah, dog, come on, dog. He's been in this game for like more than 20 years. Mm. You know what I mean? So what's a guy with like theater background, kona manje, uzomenzani? You understand? So the best thing that he could do is to plant a seed. Ukuthi, yo, the next generation of actors should do 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, because we've lived in a generation where actors were not being appreciated.
Sure, you know what I mean? 100%.
So you guys need to be the change. And I see that you're good. So you need to be the one that actually is amongst those guys that change the generation of actors in the nowadays, generation.
And what would you like to see change?
Just let actors be actors. Hmm. You know what I mean? Just let actors to be actors, dog. Because right now you're forcing them to be activists. Ooh, right now you're forced. Yeah, dog. Because now actors are the ones that talk for themselves. Good dog, my worth is not this much.
Oh, I see. The fight,
you know what I mean?
Of salaries.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
And my respect for being... Dog, Zolisa Xaluva has been in this game for like 20 years.
Yeah,
dog.
Of course. But before you were born.
You can't have him a show in and have him stay for like 4 hours before he shoots his scene, dog.
Hmm.
He needs to be there, shoot his scene, go and rest, dog. Because you've been in this game for too long. You're probably tired, dog.
Or his own change room.
Yeah, dog. You can't let him stay for like... more than 6 hours and then only have him to shoot the last scene of the day, and then you guys are gonna probably like not shoot that scene because you're running out of time. Now you've wasted his time.
Mm.
And that's a legend, dog. That's a legend, bruh.
Does that happen on Gomorrah?
No, but there are some politics happening. Mm-hmm. I hope I don't lose my job.
No.
We'll make sure you don't fuck, dog. No way.
But yeah, you know what I mean? There's that thing, Uti, dog. Just give actors respect. That's it.
We interviewed an actor, same thing, Vuyo Tabula, remember?
Sure.
Same thing. Guys,
that's
get there.
And he's an older generation.
Yes,
and
he's an older generation.
But do you understand
same
when
same
I say
issues?
Allow actors to be actors, not activists?
I get you.
Yeah.
Let them be free to just act, not to
that's
worry
it.
About salary.
Exactly
they must
point.
Be getting paid well, they must be
just
treated
let
professionally.
Them act, bro, literally. That's it.
How does your payment structure work? Because in radio we used to renew every April, yeah. Every April. So you get a 1 year contract. How does your contract?
I think it's the same.
Okay.
Season, I guess.
It's
right?
Per season, right?
Yeah.
So I'm gonna make an example with Gomorrah. So Gomorrah has about like 260 episodes to shoot per season, and then the contract says, "Yo, we're gonna shoot this in this amount of space."
Sure.
And then this is how much you're going to earn.
Yes.
Right? And then the writer then decides. That's why it's a fucked up thing.
Yeah.
But then the writer then decides to say, I think Saul is going to last for 6 months in this show.
Whoa.
So in your mind, you're thinking, I have 12 months to do my job. Gandhi, the writer's going to be like, Saul, you said shit about me on podcast and chill. I'm just gonna kill your character.
Politics.
Whoa.
Same thing with radio, though.
You know what
you
I mean?
You piss off the program
real?
Manager. Yeah.
Yeah, man.
It's egos.
So the writers run this shit. Wow.
That's fucked up.
Makes sense.
Egos, bro. You don't greet. Remember, it's like, well, the Khaudi said, Thibaut Touch is lying, but the same shit of, you've got Floyd Mayweather, you don't want me to take pictures of my family, fuck you, you're fired.
You're fired.
Egos.
But dog, ego. Why would you do that?
Ego.
Because now I didn't want to take a picture with your family, now, it's chai.
And you're good at your job.
Dog, you're fucking excellent at your job.
Fuck.
That's crazy.
It's the game, dog.
It's the game, man.
It's like when I was applying to get back on radio and people just did, I'm good at my job because of whatever.
You are excellent at your job.
You're like, fuck this nigga.
You're excellent at your job, my guy.
Egos, B.
Yeah.
Sure. Egos.
And what happened with the writers? Did you guys change writers from season one?
I think they did.
Okay.
I'm not sure. I'm not too much in their offices and stuff like that. I just want to act. Remember, I want to be an actor.
You're a thespian.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So I don't want to involve myself. Because if I start doing that, then I'll start saying, yo, the story's bad. Can we do something about it? Because I'm that person. I'm a perfectionist. If my acting is good, then the story has to be good, just so they can align. You know what I mean? So I can't have a bad story and then the good acting. So
When you negotiate, do you determine the amount or they tell you? So it's take it or leave it.
I think that's a conversation between the producers and the agent.
Okay. The agent fights for you.
The agent,
to negotiate.
Every year, it's always that fight.
Have you ever felt like, I want to leave Gomorrah, man. It's time now.
To be honest,
for real.
Not it's time, but then there were some things that I was not happy with, and there were lies that were being spread about me saying I'm a diva, saying unkuluma kakhulu sometimes, or... And I was just like, then, dog, let me go, dog.
Jeez, man.
Yeah, you know what I mean? And it was not amongst the producers and stuff like that. It was the people around, dog. So crazy, bro. You know what I mean? And there were lies saying that this actor said this about me just so they can make the actors fight amongst each other. It was the craziest thing ever, man.
So you actors don't get along sometimes?
We get, dog, that's the best family ever.
Wow.
Because we don't fall for that.
Oh.
That divide and conquer thing?
Oh.
No, we don't fall for that shit. You know what I mean? We don't fall for that. Right?
It's a family. It's a family. It's a family.
I think that's the best cast ever. I've never worked with any other cast for TV, right? But I've worked with others in theater. And with theater, you guys are forced to be a family. Because if the energy don't gel, if Saul does not have, you know, McG in the show, then we can't have Guta.
Because it's a live performance.
It's a live performance, man.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Chemistry, man.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You know? So you guys are forced. And with Gomorrah, we didn't have to go to pre-practices of family reunions and Nah, it was literally a reading day and we were like, I fucks with you. We're family.
So when you see the Queen, what's happening there, because they're not getting a new season.
Yeah, Queen is getting cancelled.
Oh, yeah, it's canned.
Yeah.
Damn, bro.
Do you feel like, man, maybe
it's coming for Gomorrah?
I mean, before it gets canned, they can cost me there. I can do something better.
Oh, can. Ah, nice.
Okay. I tried, dog. Yeah. Ah, dog, give me my flowers.
He tried. I'll host that podcast and give you a flowers. Don't worry.
I tried.
Nah, that was a good one.
No, man, but on a serious note, I don't know, man. It's so sad.
Yeah.
It's so sad. Also, writers. I think the best strategy would be this, right? Mm-hmm. So if producers...
Right, I get it.
Right?
Right.
No pun intended, guys.
Yeah.
So I think producers and writers could come up with a strategy of like saying every season there must be new writers coming in, and these should be graduated writers, like recently graduated writers from, I don't know, your AFTERS, your market theatres,
new ideas,
new stories. Because they use the same people all the time, man.
Yeah,
literally 4 shows right now in South Africa have the same writer.
No way.
I can't name drop right now because I'm gonna lose my job.
Are you sure they won't kill you off now?
Because
you're talking about them, that
it's monopoly, chief. But it's so sad. But man,
is it predominantly white or black writers when it comes to writing?
Because
I remember Generations, it was white people. I'm like, Generations.
Bro, I used to watch the credits, like I'm saying to you.
But I'm so glad.
And I see white names as writers. How does that work?
I'm so glad. Sorry, I'm gonna answer you now.
Okay,
I'm so glad that E.E. Gomorrah is not written by a white person.
Okay.
Oh, beautiful. You know? And it shouldn't. It's a black story.
It shouldn't,
story. Dog.
Gomorrah, chief.
Thank you.
Have you been in Alexander?
Yeah, what, bro?
Dog, I have a family there, dog. I've lived for about a year there. Oh, my God.
The only time white people go to Alex is fish their car.
And it's in 8 pieces. They need to go to that scrapyard and that scrapyard, and then they'll find the fucking the contract at the soccer field.
It's better bad, Joe. It's bad, too.
Stop, man.
It's bad. So, yeah, I think if writers could do that, right?
Yeah.
If writers could come together and say, listen, every year, three shows are going to be written by new writers from AFTA, from Market Theatre, from, you know, any other institution, TUT, right?
Trained, yeah.
Yeah, saying you're going to get this tender for writing for Gomorrah immediately after you graduate. If you're excellent in the class, then you're definitely going to get, you're guaranteed that you're going to write for this thing.
Yeah, wow. Yeah.
So if they could do that for, I think we'd have the best stories ever.
Wow. And then what happens to the old writers?
Doug, it's the same with politics. I told you now, I was watching Lux's thing.
Yes.
It's the same, Doug. It's the same with
these
politicians.
What did you think
about
that episode?
Doug, I think that's a legendary interview. Mm. I think 20 years from today, this guy is not, you know, being assassinated or whatever, I pray to God he doesn't. I think we need to protect Ntlantla by all means.
Definitely.
Man. You know what I mean? So I think 20 years from today, we're going to watch that interview and be like, I think we saw the lights from this moment here.
Yeah.
When you guys did this interview, Ntlantla. Yeah. That's where we saw the lights. Because that guy didn't only tell you I'm a problem, he told you solutions.
Of course.
It's so crazy, dog.
Yes.
It's so crazy. I was like, okay, so you guys are starting a topic of some sort, right? Cool. And then he tells you the problems, and I'm like, okay, these are the problems. We know the problems.
Sure.
And then he comes with the solution. I was like, oh, my guy. You, dog, that's it. That's what we want.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's what we want with the garden and the houses thing.
Yeah.
I was like, my guy, that is... He was like, yo, every household, it should be illegal for you not to have a chicken,
hey,
a garden.
Yeah.
I was like, dog, that's a solution. Literally.
Dog,
You got a chicken in your
You know what I mean?
You got a chicken in voice?
No, you got... Ah, talk nga fuya lento leyo,
chua. What's wrong?
I haven't heard that term, fuya.
That's exactly what I mean. It almost sounds impossible.
But
if you practice it, trust me, dog.
Yeah.
Economy is over to him. He's thinking about rhymes right now. He's like, fuya.
No, I haven't heard of fuya. You look fuya as long. That's what I was thinking, actually. You look fuya.
To farm.
Yeah. I mean, it's closer to farm.
If you're going to kill it and
livestock,
eat it,
no.
What is to own a livestock?
Ukutshala is to plant.
No, ukuvuna. No. Yes.
Yeah, fuya, man.
Hey, Zulu, na sasana
uba English sometimes. Fuya, like, I haven't heard that term in a while, man.
But yeah, Jesus. Man.
Oh, what do you think of the wife, bro?
What do I think of the wife? Hey, man, so it's really nice.
Hey.
I mean, there are loopholes. I'm looking at it from a creator's view now. But then, looking at it from an audience side. I fucking love it, dog.
Yeah,
I love it.
Incredible, dog.
Yeah, even the third season. Was it the third season? Like
second season.
With Mbau.
Yeah, Kanye Mbau.
Yeah, I know that episode. I dedicated that episode to myself. And then the guys were just there to basis on me. But then I was like, yeah, that's a dope show. Yeah. I think I like it, man.
The wife comes, they say, hey, we need you. Are you leaving Gomorrah?
I can't say anything right now.
Okay, so it's in the pipeline. Wow. Okay.
I can't say anything.
The wife and the son.
The wife and the son.
You see your impact.
Sound like a Pornhub video. The wife and the son.
Stepmom.
The wife and the son.
You won a SAFTA last year. Congratulations.
No, that was not a SAFTA. That was a SOAPY, Royalty SOAPY Award.
Okay.
Oh, yes.
But it's the same thing as a SAFTA.
Yes. Yes.
Congrats, man.
Thank you so much, man. Thank you so much.
Who were you nominated with?
I was nominated with... I think it was... Who's this guy? On the river right now. He plays... Tembalak.
Don't watch TV, fam.
Flip. Yeah. He's on the river right now.
Yeah. What do you think about the river, bro?
I think it's exceptional. It's always been my dream to be part of the river.
Oh wow.
Yeah, I think it's exceptional. Cool, you know why? Because they're in, I think, season 4 now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Season 4.
Mm-hmm.
And they're still exceptional.
Yes. Yeah. And it's hard, like you were saying, after season 1, people tend to lose interest.
It's hard.
Yeah.
It's hard.
So to keep it going.
And it's a global thing. Like a lot of
but
series.
You know why? Because they're not scared to spend.
Mm.
They're not scared to invest in the product.
Well, they've got river banks. He said he wants the puns. Hit him with the puns. Hit me. I'm hitting him now. And it's like,
which were there. My soul.
Of course, I've got money to spend.
My soul is being satisfied right now.
Yeah, oh, wow. That's what we call. I need more bands. I was like, it depends,
damn,
you know.
Bro.
Depends.
One guy who satisfies our soul.
Wait, what are you laughing? It sounded so wrong.
No, I'm doing that certifies. He's like one guy who certifies. Who certifies, you know? So I'm thinking, hey, yeah, which cop is this one?
Where are you going
which
with
cop?
This?
He said certify.
We had him for an interview.
Who said certified? Me.
He did.
Yeah, he did. He said certified. I said certified. He said certified.
Which station now? Going to now,
yeah? Sorry, but he said you talk.
Yeah,
what
yeah,
you
yeah. One guy who satisfies your. Oh, that's trivies, man. It's trivies.
Next.
It's a guy we interviewed, right? Yeah. He's on Gomorra. He's got the highest views on the podcast since we started it.
Oh, yes. Ooh.
Israel Maorange.
Oh.
Zulu. Yeah.
How's it like working with him?
He played my dad. So crazy.
Yeah. He played your dad. Yeah. How's it like working with him, bro? Oh, before you know what happened.
Man, I think I'm in a blessed position, you know? Because I grow up watching these guys and then, you know, a few years later, you get to meet them. And I don't just meet them. Cause one thing about me, I will ask you questions, eh? Mm. So, dog, that guy told me stories about the jail. That guy told me stories. Dog.
How intriguing are those stories?
You know what's crazy? The way he says it.
Yeah.
Because he paints a picture.
Yes,
dog.
And you can see.
And you're like, damn.
Yeah.
And you know what's crazy also? Because he was on Izo, and I used to watch Izo.
Yes.
I felt like that character was the one telling that story. So it felt like what was it? You know what I mean?
Yes.
Yes.
With the red. Holy woman. The
he told me.
Sport.
He was like, yeah, I was not. He was like, I was not part of the popping gang. The one that said, dog. He was chilled. He was like, you can't fuck with me if I don't show you the signs, Yoguti, I'm fuckable. Right? So he's still like very reserved. Even on set, that guy was like super reserved. It was hard for me to go there. But then because we had scenes together, so I had like reasons to go to him and be like, yo, can we run the scene a bit, you know? And I was like, all right, cool. And then after running the scene, then I could ask him like personal questions. You know what I mean? Oh, dog, that guy. The best.
When we did an interview with him, he came there, he was eating eggs and what?
Bread, eggs.
Bread and eggs.
Every
just
morning.
White bread. That was what? White bread and eggs.
But
white
now,
it was just
maybe,
white bread and eggs.
Maybe
and
white
tea.
Bread.
Or coffee, yeah.
Maybe white bread was the only bread that was there, but he actually eats brown.
Then, yeah, wow.
Like
man.
The brown. Mm. And he enjoys it.
I'm like, dog, can't you afford McDonald's? He is
not.
Ah, dog.
Or Moja chicken or something.
Come on.
Moja.
No, it's.
Ghost lady.
Komora ni. Komora,
Komora.
No, that was good.
He was and the irony is that he's a Zulu, which is the royal king family, and you're Buthelezi, which
and
is
we're also part of the royal.
They are part of royalty. That's
You're part of royalty.
Yeah, no, the Buthelezi surname. Buthelezi like Nongosutu, he's like the royal prince. He's a prince, and then the actual family is Zulus, and Israel is a Zulu. He's a Buthelezi, so it's quite weird. He plays his dad.
Yeah,
so
it's crazy.
It's an irony.
Right?
Like it's so cool.
Damn,
man.
I never thought of it that way. Actually,
I did.
I mean, you're so Penduga at the end of the day, man.
Exactly. That's why he's here. Here we go. Sometimes it's fun. We're going to play a game, man. It's called Smash or Pass. We haven't played this one in a while.
Oh, Smash or Pass.
We haven't played this in a while.
In a minute.
Not smashing.
Hello, my old friend.
Hello, my old friend.
Hello, my old friend.
All right, here we go. You must let us know you're going to smash or pass, all right?
Yeah.
Okay. First one, Mazet.
Pass.
Pass?
Yeah.
Mazet!
Can I tell you why?
Yeah, tell us why.
I don't see her like that anymore because I engage with her on a personal level.
Oh.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I always, dog, it's so crazy how I always get like annoyed when people say, yo, dog, hit up Mazet. Did you overhaul Mazet? And I'm just, dog, come on, dog.
Yeah.
Just pay respect a bit. Yeah. You know, just say she's good at what she does.
She is.
You know what I mean? Because she's super, super amazing at what she does.
Yeah,
dog, if we're being honest, she's really good.
She is.
No one can play a gassy girl who looks so pretty but still kills that character like that.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
She's super exceptional. So I don't want to see her like that.
Like, I'll get you.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I want to see her for your work. Yeah. If she was bad, I was going to tell her, you know what I mean? But she's good. You know what I mean? She's good.
And you guys are close, no?
We super close, yeah.
Beautiful.
Do you guys super, like super have close. Bras and stuff?
We go out. So sometimes it would be me, Sishi, and her. We'd go out like to some restaurants. She loves checking out new restaurants.
Oh,
so dope. She's a dope person to chill with, man. She introduces you to like good things.
Yeah, we wanted to have her when she first started on Komora.
Oh yeah? And how did that go?
No, she was scared. You know, like people are scared.
Oh yeah, the Maji.
Yeah,
they don't trust themselves.
They don't trust themselves. Oh yeah.
Yeah, we almost had her when she first started.
Ah,
Shasha. Oh, what's her real name? Sorry, man. What's her real name?
Sipesi Hlindaba. Love you, man.
There's a lot of Zulus there by Komora, eh?
Yeah, even Sishi.
Yeah.
Sishi's originally from...
Where the vendors, bro? What's up with that?
Where the vendors? Ooh, I'm sorry, man.
Oh, they're podcasting. They in the presidency. Tell them they're podcasting.
They're
the
fucking doing the real shit, y'all.
The real shit.
They're closer to 1 million followers.
They're not entertaining people.
No.
They're worried about who's getting the 350 to open their business in 8 months.
Get by the streets.
Yeah, who's going to open a gourmet ice cream business with this 350? They're worried about more serious shit, you know.
Oh, man.
Not entertaining. You know, shits and giggles.
No.
Shasha, smash your pass.
Definitely smash. I'm sorry to my girlfriend.
Yeah.
Smash.
Sasha! I've got a number. I can make it happen.
She knows. You know what's crazy? She knows.
Yeah.
That I've had the longest crush on her.
I got a number. I can make it happen.
No, I'd rather get them for myself, dog.
Okay, yeah? You're one of those niggas.
Yeah.
Okay, it was a limala, boy, but it's fine.
Yeah. I'd rather limala, eh? I'd rather limala.
I respect that, man. Getting numbers is just messed up.
Have you ever got that text at you? Where did you get these numbers?
Oh, yeah.
I don't take numbers from anyone. I want to take them straight from their source.
That's the hardest question to ever answer.
It is, because already she...
She has that thing in her mind.
18 levels from where you should
exactly
be.
Exactly my point.
You know what I mean? Yeah. And it needs to be hurdles now, because you're creepy, essentially,
exactly.
To her.
Yeah, the reason why
we have different struggles.
The reason why I'm crushing on Shasha is because she's exceptional at her work, and she's also beautiful, man.
Mm.
I just say Mac G, done. It's Mac G, and then I put the hand out. You know that emoji?
Nah, dog. If they're like, where did you get my numbers from, Mac G? It's over.
Then they know. Oh.
No one has gone from that point to smashing.
Yeah.
No one has gone from that question to smashing in the history of the game.
The players 101 book.
The game. No one has gone from where did you
for
get
real?
My numbers from to smashing. You can't smash. You can't smash.
Unfortunately.
Nah.
The game has changed.
Ah, dog, it's difficult now. As much as it looks easy, it's actually difficult.
Wow. Okay. Ntando Duma. Smash your pass.
Friends with benefits. They're friends.
Pass. I'll tell you why.
Why?
Because she's dated a friend of mine that I can't, you know, obviously say a name. But they've dated. So I can't see her like that.
Oh, come on.
I promise you, man.
Come on.
Pass.
What do you mean?
Also, because she passed me on Lasizo's show.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so okay. Squinch.
I'm kidding, my boy.
Yeah, she passed
me. Oh, my
dog.
Boy. Ah, then you
so that's the thing for you.
My boy.
What?
That's the thing, that if your friend dates a girl.
Yeah, dog.
Why?
Bro code.
I mean, that sounds a bit, you know, but look at it from a realistic, you know, perspective.
Sure.
If would you fuck girlfriend right now? Say, for instance, they broke up.
If she was my type and she was single, yes.
Mechi.
Yes. Sword.
Look at all these things. They're like, sword.
Okay, wait, did I say something bad?
I'm pretty sure this guy is like, dog.
No, okay.
So he's like,
cut that off. No, I wouldn't. Cut that off, right? Cut it off. No, like.
But I'm so glad.
Anyone of my homies, if the girl they've once dated, let's say is single for like 2-3 years, and then I realize there's a spark between us, I'm not gonna pass a chance to be happy because she was with him, and especially if I know that he was not serious with her.
Let's get a woman's perspective.
No,
what do you think, Oscar?
No.
Is it a bitch move?
Yeah. Wasson.
Okay.
Sorry, it's being dating his friend's exes.
God works in mysterious ways. You see now, ne?
Yeah.
Remember those two girls from the date, ne? Like the podcast. He had a thing with one.
Yeah.
And they've long now broken up.
Mm-hmm.
And I meet her. And I'm like, actually, we click, we're nice, and I could be happy here.
Mm-hmm.
So I can't now date her because she had a thing with Neil for a few months.
It depends on how far they went, and also how deep was that relationship.
Yeah, yeah. And
also,
I think you have to have a conversation
with Neil as well,
right?
You
and
know,
be like, my boy, listen, I understand this happened. Would you be touched if I did this? And if he says, yo, dog, you know, I still have a thing, even though I can't date
then it. I leave it.
Yes.
Okay. Then, you see, that conversation needs to be had out of respect.
Exactly. Yeah.
Right? To say, yo, bro, I know you're no longer with this person, but we really connecting at a proper level. I'm not just trying to fuck or whatever. We
could
connecting.
Get married. Kind
then,
of
yeah, yes, yes. Yeah. Yeah. Are you okay with that?
Yeah.
So and then... If sorry, man.
Yeah, I think the real thing that should happen right now is to actually for you guys to actually have a conversation before the relationship kicks off.
So if you had a conversation with your friend who dated, and then he was like, "No, you can go ahead."
But that's the thing; it's a special pass. It's not a dating.
Oh.
Do I fit in the Gomorrah institution?
He's from Gomorrah, but he's not so dumb.
Guys, nice I'm one. Telling you, this nice guy, one. The best. the best.
Nandipa Kubone.
Nandipa.
She's beautiful, man.
She is nice, eh?
Ooh, do you know Nandipa? Hey.
I don't know Nandipa.
Oh, yeah.
Huh? It's gonna be awkward, man.
Nandipa Kubone.
Yeah.
It's gonna be so awkward, but I would smash her.
Smashed.
You smash, man.
Why is it
no,
awkward?
I haven't smashed. No. I wouldn't.
Why is it awkward?
It's awkward because I would smash because she's beautiful and stuff like that. But in my mind right now, I'm saying I wouldn't smash because now I respect the work and you know what I mean. But we are that close, dog. Like we're super close. We're literally brothers and sisters.
Oh yeah.
Wow.
On and off.
This is Nandipa, dog. That's Nandipa.
On and off. Sit. Sol, no, chief. That's my little sister, dog, please. Sol, that's my little sister, dog.
Yeah, but I mean, I'm not your brother or something. She's your little sister. Is your color, bro? Hey. Nandipa Kubone.
I'm sure you have to do this on a daily, blocking niggas.
I'm not a cock blocker, that's the thing.
Nice.
But if they're not comfortable, dog, then I'd have to step in.
Yes.
If they're not comfortable with, you know, so
she's on Gomorrah as well, eh?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
She plays my little sister.
Oh, she plays little sister. Yeah.
Oh, hence that's why, then, yeah. Hence
yeah.
Then,
dog.
Yeah, I know. Because... Imagine you smash and then you need to, she needs to be a little chief. Sister.
Talking
you don't
imagine.
Be Gomorrah, it's gonna be Benoni.
Drop this fucking thing again.
Got him, man. And I
got him.
He's your brood. He's your brood.
African telenovela.
A telenovela. Wom Teddy. I guess Wom Teddy. V is a bro.
Oh gosh. Last one, smash or pass. Come on, Pella.
Definitely smash, bro.
Nah.
Definitely smash.
Yeah.
I don't know any guy who wouldn't smash Kamu, bro.
Kamu's
beautiful, man.
Yeah, everybody like Kamu's.
Anyway, dog, reach the end, dog. So, your music, what's going on with the music?
I wish this could go like much longer. Dude, I'm a huge fan.
Appreciate
guys,
it,
guys. I'm a huge fan, man.
Thanks for the love, man. Thank you so much.
Yo, dog, like. You see, even today I had another thing. I was like, nah, they can chill. Like,
yeah.
I want to podcast and chill.
Thank you so much, man.
You know what I mean?
Appreciate it, my dog.
So,
because most of our audience is like old people. So, like, when young people show us love.
23 year old showed us so much love, won the right track, right?
Yeah. You said your question?
I forgot. What was it? Your music.
Your music.
You even forgot about your own music.
Oh, yeah, that was your question, chief. I'm touched. I know. Make sure.
Your music.
My music.
Yes.
yo, dog, there's a lot happening. There's a lot that's going to happen in the future. That's why when you're saying this right now, judging from, you know, the music that you've heard already or that you haven't heard that's already out there, I'm glad.
Okay.
Because now when I start making good music, real music, then you're going to be introduced to good stuff.
No, so, but like Saul said, man, you're getting booked at Zone 6. You're getting booked five gigs
a night.
Yeah.
What you're doing is working.
It's working.
It's just going
to listen to us, dog.
Yeah, it'll blow up one day.
Why?
Well, none of us know the songs. I mean, look, it's not in a bad way, but like, those who know, know, right?
I hate using this because I hate the song right now. But do you know Snake Pucks for Winnie Zendot?
Yeah.
Singing shit. That's my song, dog.
Oh, shit! Snake Pucks for Winnie Zendot.
Oh,
dope, bro. You don't know the song?
Yeah, he's old.
You don't know
he's
Snake Pucks for Winnie Zendot? It's a whole thing. It's a whole term. It's a whole online
it's
thing.
A
it's a whole term.
Yeah.
It's like, like it's TikTok. Like, you know,
yeah, dog, I took over TikTok for like the whole month, man.
Shut up.
You know, the whole month.
Oh, bro.
Yeah.
Damn.
So has it blown up now?
It's huge.
It's huge.
I just, you know, like, I'm out of touch, bro.
Yeah.
You try to see like with TikTok, like, oh, guys, you know, but like Snake Pucks for Winnie Zendot,
and it's crazy how that started as a freestyle.
Okay.
Yeah.
Literally, I was home saying.
It's what MCs do at parties, also. Like,
yeah, I was an MC.
It's like, why didn't I land in my car? It's a huge phrase. It's a huge term.
And then I made it a thing.
But
now, that's the craziest thing. This is the craziest thing, though.
You're big, man. Music has blown up, man. Okay, you're big, man.
We're just ignorant.
So
you came up with that term.
Yeah.
Vladimir Teddy, he's just bombs everywhere.
That was good. That was good. That was really good. Yeah, but what I'm trying to say is that's not my comfort zone. Not comfort zone, but that's not my ideal destiny where I wanna go with music.
Sure.
Right? I want to do Afrobeats, dog.
Wow.
I want to do stuff that speaks to people. You know what I mean? And the archives that I have right now, I think they're enough to like drop an EP and actually switch the mindset from seeing UCK as the Snake Pucks for Winnie Zendot guy and to seeing him as like the next WizKid or Burna Boy of
Africa. We know a guy, the guy that did we can put you in touch with him.
CK.
He's also CK.
I've had
Ghana. Remember we interviewed him in Ghana.
I've had a huge back and forth. I've had a huge back and forth with my music manager. I was like, dog, I think I should change my name to like CKSA or something like that because of CK and the way it's pronounced. Even though it's not written the same, but then the way it's pronounced.
Yeah, especially if you want to be global.
Because that's the market that I'm going for, you know what I mean?
Exactly.
So I was just, it was just like, hey man, that's the game, dog. You just gotta fight for your spot.
Have you worked with anyone famous like Maporisa or any of those guys? Gabza?
I've worked with Mr. Jazzik on Snake Park.
Oh, nice. Jazzik's got a hit now.
Yeah.
He currently has a hit. We know so. Jazzik. Like, Jazzik's been having hits. Like, you know. But I'm just saying, he's currently has a hit.
Yo, dog, I was.
No, come on. I'll discredit myself to say Jazzik has never had hits. You know, he currently has a hit.
I was supposed to do something really dope with Mpura Mpura before.
Mongezi.
Step man, Buffett. But yeah, I was supposed to have something because we were talking.
Oh, you know, Mpura's mother was at Saul's party last
time. Oh, yeah, Mpura's mom's family, man. She was at Saul. Oh, you met her? Yeah, I met her, man. When Simmons went to Kim, I was like, oh, shame, man. I don't know what to do, but like, she was so cool. Mongezi.
So, yeah, we were supposed to have something. Oh, dog, we were talking on WhatsApp almost every day, dog.
Oh, you and Jazzik?
And me and Bura.
Oh, you and Bura? Oh, you.
I'm done. I said, I'm going to see you. And said, in the studio again. I was like, dog, just whenever you find time, dog, please pull up. I was like, nah, don't worry, dog. After this gig and. I was tarnished, dog.
Yeah.
Yo, it was bad. It was really bad.
Bro.
Who else? I think I work a lot with producers more than
musicians,
artists and stuff like that. Yeah.
Who's your favorite producer of all time?
David Hampton.
Who's that?
You guys don't know him.
Who's that?
David Hampton.
Yeah, he's the. No, you can't find him on Google either.
For real?
So crazy.
what the fuck?
That's how I know you really like the music thing. Who's he?
And he's like, I think he's the best Afrobeats producer in Africa.
Oh.
Well, David Hampton is an African person.
Yeah. So, yeah, dog, that guy's so huge.
From where?
Nigeria? He's worked, no, I think he's from Congo. Yeah.
That's weird. Wow. Black man.
But you know how great this guy is? Every big artist right now that you know has a touch of David Hampton.
Wow.
Oh, wow.
So he's like the Pori of Africa.
Even Pori.
Even Pori.
Go to that motherfucker.
Go to Dave Hampton.
Yeah. Oh,
wow. Damn.
Who's Dave Hampton? Hey, Google that.
You can't find him. That's the thing.
Whoa.
He's a ghost producer, a real ghost producer. Oh, look.
And you know how I met him?
And the name is probably fake then. Like, David Hampton.
No, that's his real name.
Wow.
Well, he has like long, long name.
How do you mean him?
Through TK. You know TK Ngiza?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. From TS Records.
Yeah. So TK gives me a call. He's like, yo, my boy, I really like what you're doing, whatever. And I want you to work on this song with Usiza, right?
Caesar is
his son.
Not
son.
SZA.
Caesar, remember I used to like that song?
No, that's C-I-Z-A.
Remember I used to play that song before we recorded with my buddy, sir.
Bank notification on me, love. Bank notification on me, love.
Oh, yeah, I see it.
Yes, that guy. Okay, so he was like, yo, you guys, and he doesn't see it.
He doesn't.
Yeah. Okay, so you want him to steal, you cut a tune with Caesar.
Yes, with David also. But I first met David. So David introduces himself to me, thinking, dog, this is a superstar and whatever. I'm like, dog, the way you're introducing yourself to me, it seems like you're the bigger guy here.
Mm.
You know what I mean? And we start working, man. And we did that record with Caesar. And I think it's going to be in my EP.
Nice. Right?
So we did that song. But then there was just something between me and David that was just there. Because I understood him. He understood me emotionally, even, you know, musically. You know what I mean? And we ended up doing, there was a night where we did like 5 songs. We just crossed night. From like chemistry. 9 up until 5.
5 songs, 5 gigs, but only one honey.
Doesn't make sense. Shows on TV 5 days a week. But only one hand.
Only one hand.
Not even for 5 months. 8 months.
Doggy dog. And you're 23.
He's got a hand for each song, each show.
No, you're 23. You still wake up with an erection. Like,
what the fuck?
Chasera. And one hand.
Because of a chasera.
Dog.
Teddy, thank you so much for coming through,
man.
Shout out, man.
Thank you so much,
bro,
for inviting me, man.
As usual, in closing, man, what do you want to be remembered as, bro?
Yeah.
Man,
you're still young though. I don't think you should be answering that. But anyway,
I think people should go to theaters more.
Which theater? I know you're thinking about other theaters.
No, theater, straight, like acting, drama.
Last time I went to theater, I was getting circumcised.
But not that one.
No. So you're here advocating for circumcision.
Dog!
A theater. Among circumcised a theater. But, yeah, especially at a theater. But I agree with that because I've been wanting to do the theaters and it's like right there.
But
it's
you
like
know
next
why?
Door to
but,
us
but,
there.
But do you know why I'm saying
this? The theaters around the corner, but
it's,
I've never been.
It's not just about the beautiful stuff that they practice there and how beautiful they act or how beautiful they dance. Mm. But it's the message. The same message that Ntlantla Lux was preaching. Oh, wow. If you go to theater, dog, I promise you, if there's a guy called Vice Motlhabi, I think that guy is our Shakespeare of our generation.
Wow. Black guy,
He's a black guy.
Wow.
Guys, I promise you, if people could go to theater.
Vice Motlhabi.
Yes. If people could go to theater. Mm. Mac G, with your open mind right now, who's willing to learn a lot of things.
For sure.
I promise you, man. Mm. I promise you, man. You'd want to go every week.
Wow. Mm.
I swear, I'd put like 5,000 rands. Five.
For real?
I promise you.
What am I supposed to do for the 5,000? What's happening?
Let's bet 5,000 rand right now. Let's bet 5,000 rand right now. Saying,
yeah.
If you go to TX Theatre right now in Tembisa. There's a thing in Tembisa. Yes, there's a thing happening right now. It's called Tembisa Theatre Week.
Okay.
Right. It's hosted at Moses Mulelekwa Arts Center. Inside there, you'll find TX Theatre. Wow. Right. So people go there and showcase their shows.
Okay.
Wow. We give you a platform and we're gonna call our audience. You call your audience. They come together. They're gonna watch the show.
Wow. You know what I mean? Say it again.
TX Theater. Dope. Yeah. It's happening right now. But unfortunately, it's ending like this Sunday.
Okay.
It started like this Monday, and yeah, I think on the 6th it's ending. But just go to the TX Theater, guys.
Yeah.
And you will see magic. You will learn a lot.
Wow. Love it,
guys.
Wow.
I promise you.
Teddy, thank you so much.
What else are you doing?
You doing Gomorrah? What else? Music? Touring?
I think the main thing that I'm busy with right now that's keeping me like super, super tired, it's gigs.
Gigs, no?
Yeah, it's like gigs. Oh. And I love performing, man. Yeah. Last night I killed the show. I'm going to show you a video after now.
I clean.
Ah, dog, kill that show, eh? Yeah. It's on 6.
Yeah.
Ah, chief, ah, come
the
on.
The Bobby Cooper one.
Yeah, ah, dog. Yeah. Ah, come on, man.
But how do you feel when Devin Gogo and them come on stage? Because they're like real musicians.
Not yeah, me. Dog, I'm obviously. So I'm not. I'm a fake one.
Don't take him seriously. He doesn't even know your music, man.
Oh, chief.
Don't fucking take him.
Oh, chief.
Don't let him discourage you, man.
Like, he doesn't even
know
you.
But you know what's crazy, dog? But that's the thing that happens. I don't know how much time we have now.
No, we've got time, bro.
But that's the thing that's happening right now. Because now, this is Stella Buteles, who's an actor, and he's trying to do music. Then we don't think he's good enough, but he's trying to do music because he has audience and the TV.
Yeah, they think because of the platform you have.
I'm doing this thing for fun. Understanding with Doug, this thing. Doug, I'm gonna play you guys my EP after this.
No, we understand.
Man, it's much deeper than that, Mac G.
So
Doug,
which one would you choose? Gun to your head.
Acting and
music.
And music? Yes. I'll go for music.
Wow.
And I'll tell you why. If you look at Genius right now, you have a Kanye West. You'll understand why.
Ah! Oh. Kanye in the making. Knock music in the making.
Knock music. So you're going to get knocked out by Casper.
Imagine.
At some point also. You know he's Knock's going you. Down, right?
No, don't say
let's
that.
Let's bet, dog. Let's bet.
Whose show is it?
Wait, let's bet.
Whose show are you for?
Who are you for?
Knock, of course.
You for Knock?
I'm for Knock.
I'm for Casper.
I'm for Knock, but I feel like he will go down because it's Casper's show.
Ah, see.
If Casper loses this fight, he can't have the other fight because no one's going to want to see.
But Knock will never take the money.
3 meter, 4 meter, ah, 5
come
meter.
On. Slick Talk did
go down.
What he's saying is right. No, he's right. Slick everybody has their price. Slick Talk's price is 100K.
Exactly my point.
Knock's price may be 5 million.
Yeah.
What's yours?
20. 20 meter, I'll go down. It's fine.
Yo, I thought you said 20,000. Cheap. I was like, come on.
What the fuck, dog? What's my name, man?
20
million, yeah. 20 million, I'll go down. I'll take a 4.
Yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, give it up for Sicelo Buthelezi, a.k.a. Teddy.
Shang.
Shang. We are here, podcast and chill.
Peace. Shang.
To advertise, email podcast@thisismeji.com. Release yourself from order and logic and enter a new place. It's not work. It's not home. Here, no maps have been drawn. No books have been written. Nothing is certain. Everything is possible. Welcome to podcast and chill with Mac G.
I'm assuming this doesn't end well.